Hello, people. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Slick Talk Show. I'm your host, Rich. And today we talk about snooker. Okay. Thank you very much for listening to Slick Talk Show. Let me just shift to this today. Now, back in the days of USA, I remember, I think that was back in 2001. I can't remember. 2001 of USA when I came all the way. You know, I came to the UK, you know, to start my study at university. And I remember one of those, you know, few nights, you know, boring nights, sitting in my bedroom, you know, nothing going on outside, raining day, really nothing to go on. And back then, obviously, I had my small TV in the bedroom and I was just watching everything. And one of those nights, especially at night, you know, there was always that thing on the BBC, I think BBC 1, BBC 2, and you can watch snooker. And I was like, I mean, what? What's so interesting about snooker? I mean, this is a boring game. I remember watching that and I'm like, oh God, that's so boring. I mean, I just want to go to sleep. There's nothing for me here to watch, honestly. I'm trying to click, you know, move to the next channel, you know, just to find out something else to watch. And then coming back and I'm just watching. I mean, clearly there was nothing else to watch. You know, you can watch on BBC One, you can watch on BBC Two and nothing else. You know, I don't have like Sky Sport or anything like that to watch. So I have to watch that. And then I'm watching snooker and then you see there's that boy dead play. I didn't know. I was like, who the hell is, I mean, I'm watching the guy. It's just the way he plays. You know, he plays, you know, he just a swagger. You know, you can clearly see some, he has some sort of swagger, the way he plays, the way he walks, the way he gets into the table, the way he put those balls. And I was like, and I'm looking at the name, I'm like, who's that? And I'm looking, reading, it's like Ronnie O'Sullivan. And I'm like, duh. I'm like, God, man, this guy here, that dude is special. Just by watching him. I'm telling you people, I'm not a snooker guy. I don't play snooker like that. I remember back then I wasn't playing snooker. But obviously at university you get to Union, you know, back at Dundee University, you know, we've got pool of table everywhere. And I remember right after that, you know, I'm meeting some of my friends, you know, the next day, you know, at Union, and I'm like, you know what? I watched a guy the night before and he was unbelievable, you know, playing snooker. And I'm like, let's have a game. And I'm just saying, people like Ronnie O'Sullivan are just special. The boy is just special. Now, the reason why I'm talking about Ronnie today is because, obviously, you know, for most people who follow snooker, you know, he just won a 6 World Snooker, you know, championship. He just won that. And the reason why I need to talk about it, do it, obviously, because it's been so much talk about Ronnie. And not only because he's special as a player, but also because of all the controversy that surround him all the time. He has not, I mean, most of champion, I'm talking about legends, you know, Stephen Hendry, you know, Stephen Davis, all those champions, Stephen Davis, John Higgins, Miles Shelby, Paul, I mean, those guys are special, they're very much consistent. When they turn up to play. But when you have somebody like Ronnie, coming over and play, it just brings excitement. The reason why you bring excitement is not really only because of his play, just because he's pretty much unpredictable. You just don't know what type of person is going to turn up. You don't know what he's going to say. You don't know how crazy he's going to be. You don't know how many breaks he's going to make on the table. You just know that's, it's going to be something exciting when it comes in. And not only that, it drives, you know, the snooker competition around. Most people love him. Most fans follow him. Not just here in the UK, also in China, just around the world. Everybody want to have a piece of Ronnie O'Sullivan. Everybody. I mean, the TV, you know, every time there's a snooker game out there, they always want him to go and compete because you'll attract the audience, you'll attract people to go and watch that. So he just won a 6 world champion. And I'm looking at that, you know, at the age of 44 years old, I'm thinking he's picking his game now. He's picking, you know, event where he want to go and play. He's not one of those young, it doesn't do like one of those players where he is happy to go everywhere. No, he pick pretty much event where he want to go and play. But his playing style, I mean, people, for what I can say about that dude, his playing style has been unbelievable. You know, he's very quick. You know, he's a fast attacking, you know, player. Tactically, he's probably one of the best there. His decision making is out of ordinary, to be honest with you. Very quick, you know, when it comes to making decision, he can play with both hands, left and right, and that's crazy when you see that. And again, because of him, also because of me, you know, because Stephen Hendry, you know, all those great players, you know, I was at university at the time, and I'm like, you know, going to the pool table all the time and trying to have a game just because I'm watching those guys play. And I remember once I was talking to one of my friends, and I'm like, look, you know, can we go and play? And I'm trying to play as fast as I can just because I watched Ronnie Sullivan play before that in one of those fast plays, because he's so quick when he plays, it doesn't take too long. You know, you see sometimes one of those players standing there trying to figure out what will be the next play. No, not him. You know, when he goes out there, he's just trying to make play. He's trying to make play. He's trying to make the break. He's trying to make so many excitement play, not only for him, but for the crowd. But at the same time, it's just controversy after controversy and after controversy. And to be honest, he's been critical, obviously, of snooker governing. You know, he's been talking out there, he's been vocal about world snooker, not being happy about the professional tour, the way that was run at the time, you know, obviously about the prize money. He's been talking about, I remember at the time he was talking so much about the prize money, why, you know, the increasing the travel expectation, but the prize money is not fitting the bill. It was so much going on. So much going on, you know, between him and the snooker governing. But it doesn't matter. People love him. People love to watch him. You know why? Because people love controversy. People love to see controversy. You know, when you have a special talent and you can deliver, people will come and watch you. They don't care. People don't care. People just don't care. And he drive is still driving, you know, the snooker competition around, especially here in the UK and maybe around the world. As I say again, people in China love the guy. People in China love the guy. But the critic right now, and not only the critic right now, the controversy is, you know, it's been up and down, obviously, because of his mental depression. And we all know that, you know, it's been an issue, obviously, with his family back then, basically affect his play at the time. But he kept going and then coming back, but still, he can still drive, you know, people on the TV. He can still drive people out of sofa to go and watch him. Not only over there, but also on the TV. And this is why, you know, the snooker governing always want to see him, you know, because they know he bring money. Is box office. That's what I'm saying. Is box office. As again, I'm talking about his play. His play is unbelievable. Is unbelievable. Tactically, he is probably one of the best. Right now, I'm talking about legend. When it comes to legend, you know, in terms of snooker, you have Stephen Hendry, obviously. You've got Ronnie, obviously. You've got Steve Davis. You've got Johnny Gill. You've got a Paul Shelby. You've got a Paul. I mean, all those guys are great. They're all great. But Ronnie O'Sullivan just have something. He just have a swagger. He just have something that, you know, you only see in special talent. I mean, people, every time I see somebody, especially at the top of his game, somebody like that as a snooker player, and I'm looking at, you know, try to compare him with somebody like Michael Jordan. Okay, Michael Jordan was driving the NBA for so many years, you know, while he was playing. I mean, LeBron is doing that right now. You're looking at the tennis right there. You've got Nadal. You've got Federer driving the tennis. You know, Serena for a woman tennis. They're driving their own sport. And I'm looking at Rooney. We have to put Ronnie O'Sullivan basically on the same stature with all those guys. Obviously, they've got a Stephen Hendry, they've got a Steve Davis, all those great players. But Ronnie O'Sullivan just has something that you just find when somebody has a special talent. When you see him play, you're just sitting on the sofa, you're like, wow, that was beautiful. Even when you don't space snooker, you just like, whoa, I want to watch that to the end. Because he can just attract you. Whatever you're doing, and there's a snooker, and he's playing, you just stop that and watch him play. That's exactly what type of talent that guy brings. He's great. And I know people will be like crazy and say, man, come on, man, you talk about Michael Jordan and Ronnie O'Sullivan. The reason why I'm talking about that, I just feel like the criteria, I'm looking at Michael Jordan, I'm looking at Ronnie O'Sullivan, it's more or less the same, to be honest, people. It's more or less the same. It's box office. It's box office. You know, when he's playing, people want to go and watch. People are watching. Everywhere. Not just here in the UK, in China, everywhere people watch him. You know, it's box office. It brings money in. You know, the TV, the media, everybody want to talk to him. And let me tell you something. I mean, he's very needy. He's, how can I say that? He chooses and pick whenever he want to talk to people. He has his own mood. Sometimes he can turn up. Sometimes he can't be bothered talking to people. I mean, he's done stuff like crazy before. Remember back then, I can't remember if that was back in 90. I can't remember if that was 1997. Or just before that, or after that, where he walk out, not 1997. He walk out basically between him. He was playing against Stephen Hendry and just walk out because he just couldn't be bothered. Mentally, he was not there no more. And we all know, we understand the story that he had with his mom and dad. Obviously, difficult story, adversity. Man, by the age of 12, 11, he was already on TV. Everybody knew he was going to be great. So there's been so much going on in his life. You know, he's been going, coming back, exactly like Michael Jordan. Remember, Michael Jordan left NBA, came back, and kept winning. You know, he had a three-peat before, left, obviously, after his daddy passed away, and then came back and won three-peat, and then left again. To this point, everybody's still talking about Michael Jordan. I'm looking at Ronnie O'Sullivan, exactly the same thing. You know, start so early, 11, 12, then so many adversity. You know, his mom and dad having issue, you know, things like that. By the age of 24, he was on his own doing whatever he could there, you know, just to survive. Adversity, adversity, and start winning championship, you know, and then after that, depression, you know, and then leave and then come back again. You know, it's just so much up and down, up and down, up and down all the time. But still, people want to go and watch Ronnie O'Sullivan. People want to pay to go and watch him. People believe that right now is the best of the best when it comes to snooker. But now, at the moment, people, obviously, you've got Stephen Hendry there. You've got Steve Davis there. You know, you've got all those legends there. But people believe that Ronnie O'Sullivan just have that swagger. And again, that's exactly like Michael Jordan. I mean, Michael Jordan won what? 6 championship? You've got some player, NBA, you know, all player, they won more than 6 championships. But the reason why people remember Michael Jordan is because of that swagger, because of that culture change that he brought around the world. I mean, I told you so many times, you go anywhere in the countryside back in Cameroon, you ask somebody, you know Michael Jordan, they will tell you, yeah, I know Michael Jordan, just because of that culture change that he put out there. To this point, Michael Jordan is selling Michael Jordan shoes. That's how powerful he is. Now, when I'm looking at Ronnie O'Sullivan, that's exactly the same thing. People talk about him. Even people who don't watch snooker, you know who's Ronnie O'Sullivan. You just know. And let me tell you something. You know, some of the quote that come out there, the way he talk about everybody, you know, the way he slams some of, you know, the governing body of the snooker, the way he slams some of the player, you know, the way he's so arrogant even when he played. Remember back in 1996 on the World Championship, he was leading the match against the French opponent, Alain Rubido. And decided to use his left hand, obviously, just to show off a little bit. At the end, obviously, the French snooker player decided not to shake his hand because he find that was disrespectful. That's just Ronnie. And people love that. People just love that. Everybody love that. I mean, me, I'm watching that, I'm like, whoa, this guy is unbelievable. But because we all know he's special. And he knows he's special. I mean, just recently, what was he saying again? I mean, he criticized basically the standard of new player right now. Remember, he started when he was, what, 11, 12, 13? That was the age he started. Now he's like 44 years old. Instead of putting his hand around all those young players, he's criticizing those players. He's criticizing basically the standard of those new players coming to snooker. And believe that, listen, he believed that he could lose an arm and a leg, but to fall out of top 50. I mean, clearly he's saying, look, I can lose my arm, I can lose my leg, whatever I can, but I will still beat those kids. This is how disrespectful he is. People don't, I mean, most snooker players just don't like him. Most players don't like him. But guess what? His box office, you know, the fans like him. You know, the TV people, the Sky, you know, the BBC, all those people, the people like him. Everybody like, because he bring attention and bring controversy. And controversy, we all know, sells. It sells. You bring controversy, that's going to sell. That's going to bring you more people. And let's be honest, he's not doing that because he loves controversy. He's just doing that because that's why he is. That's Ronnie. That's Ronnie O'Sullivan. That's the way he is. I mean, for those who haven't seen his story, just go and check his story. This is how he is. That guy, that boy started playing snooker when he was, you know, less than 10 or 11, whatever, with his dad. His dad trained him so long. And then when his dad obviously went to jail, and then his mommy also, you know, it's well documented out there. I mean, he had a tough, very, very, very tough life. Adversity after adversity, but it came through. It came through out of that because just how special he is. And guess what? It's because he's on demand. People want him to be on TV. And remember, after the COVID-19, you know, there's really not much going on right now in the UK. You know, we've got you know, the Scottish League that's just starting. You know, the Premier League is about to finish. You've got a little bit of Champions League left there. You've got a little bit of Europa League there. You know what I mean? So there was nothing much. I noticed there were people obviously inside those arena, you know, to watch him play. That's just how powerful, you know, Ronnie O'Sullivan is. Is powerful, and he keep making some controversy comment. Who cares? I don't care. As long as I perform, as long as I can win, I'm just gonna go and watch. I'm just gonna laugh. But I can clearly see those players are being frustrated because, you know, all attention on Ronnie. And guess what? He's driving the snooker competition. Every time there's a snooker competition, everybody want him there because he's the one that people want to see. He's the one that fans want to see. And that's exactly why, you know, right now I'm looking his life. I'm looking at Michael Jordan live right there, you know, as an athlete. And I'm thinking, you know, Ronnie, you can compare them and put them together. To be honest with you, you can put them together there. You can. I mean, Michael Jordan, again, I mentioned, Michael Jordan won three championship, you know, retire, came back, won again. I mean, Ronnie has his up and down. He won, left, came back, he won again, left, came back, won again. And right now, at the age of 44, he's still winning. I mean, yesterday, obviously, we're talking, I mean, after the game, obviously, he was on the media and talking, and it was like, look, I don't know. He's like, I don't know if I'm going to come. He was like, I'm going to pick and choose. I'm going to pick and choose my event. You know, I don't want to be going to all those places just to qualify and go to play. No, I just want to be invited. I want to be invited to those competitions to play and play for the fans because, I mean, he's talking, he's very arrogant. He's talking like, look, I'm one of the best. I know I bring money on the table there. And he's not bringing physical money, but what he's trying to say is, you know, he dragged a lot of fans on TV to watch snooker because of him. So he's saying, look, if you want me to walk about, yeah, but, you know, I'm not going to go to each and every one event. I will pick and choose wherever I want to go. That's it. That's exactly what he wanted to do. And he was talking about Q action. I mean, if you notice the whole tour, he was talking about Q action scene. Oh, I don't know that Q. You know, I'm trying to find my Q action there just to get better and better and better all the time. You know, he's not even thinking about the final or anything like that. Those guys, I mean, somebody like that, you can see how special he is. He's not thinking about tomorrow. He's talking about right now, his game. He's feeling like, oh, I'm not even playing my best game. I mean, his competitor or his opponent sitting there thinking, man, that guy is playing his best game. He's going on TV saying, no, I'm not playing my best game because I feel very frustrated. I'm not making the right play that I'm supposed to. That's crazy. And players just don't like that. Players don't like that. For somebody to come out and say, no, those players are too bad. I mean, the standard level right now of the young player going to snooker are just so bad. I mean, he's saying that. The reason why he's saying that, and let me tell you something, for somebody like Ronnie O'Sullivan to say something like that, let's be honest here. Yes, maybe disrespectful, you know, to say, but is maybe the best one. You know, we have to listen when he say that because we know what age he started, you know, when he started playing snooker, but age 11, 12, whatever was that. So he understand the level. He knows, you know, what's the competition in front of him. So I can see why some of those young players obviously are being frustrated about, you know, about him talking like that. But right now, just like I'm talking about the NBA, you know, I love talking about LeBron. LeBron right now is more or less, he's the face of, you know, he's the face right now in the NBA. I'm looking at snooker right now. I mean, Ronnie is 44 years old. I just don't know anybody else apart from Ronnie right now. I can't see anybody else as a face of the snooker for the next 10, 15 years. I just can't see. There's a couple of young boys there, and let's be honest, I haven't really checked in and out, but really, usually when there's somebody out there who's going to be something great or powerful, the media will put him out there. But when nobody's talking about anybody, then there's nothing. There's nothing. Right now, Ronnie O'Sullivan, at the age of 44 years old, is still leading the child ball when it comes to box office into snooker. That's it. We just have to say, yes, man, you're the best. I mean, we all remember, you know, when he break that 147. You know, that was one of most challenging achievement in snooker. You know what I mean? That was great. I mean, 147 break, pretty much 5 minutes, in 5 minutes, 8 seconds, he did that. That was incredible. And that's exactly what I'm talking about his playing style. Fast attacking manner. You know, tactically is one of the best. His decision making is off the chart, completely off the chart, completely. Left and right, he can do that. When I go and play on the snooker table, I'm trying to play as fast as him, just like that. But you know what I mean? I'm just trying to play about, but I can't play that, I can't do that. Again, that's exactly what I used to do with some of my teammates, some of my classmates back at university. You know, we get to the pool table and trying to play, you know. I call myself, you know, Rooney or whatever, somebody I call. I mean, it was just fun. Just because, you know, watching snooker on TV and watching that guy playing, you like, my God, that dude can play. He can play. He's special. This is not something. I mean, let me tell you something, people. If you can take a break anytime you want and then go back and come back again and play, you know, you go out there for a year or two and then come back and win, you're special. You're something else. You know, it's not everybody. And not everybody can do stuff like that. I tell you right now, not at all. No. You have to be special. And guess what? I was listening again after, you know, after his 6th world championship there. And that dude is so arrogant. And you know what he said? He was like, he doesn't have a practice table. He was like, no, I didn't practice. You know, I wasn't practicing enough. I didn't have a practice table. So I came out there. I was just trying to find my way while I'm playing. And I'm like, God, man. I mean, if I'm one of his opponents, I'm like, this dude right here is, I need to stop him. I need to go and figure out how to stop him. I mean, for him to come out and say he doesn't have a practice table, think about that for a minute. Somebody, your opponent, come and say, no, I didn't have a practice table. I didn't practice at all, but I won the champion. You know, I won the world championship. This is just disrespectful. People, this is disrespectful. Trust me. I can tell. I understand why sometimes some of his competitor or opponent just don't like him. But as a fan, and you guys also, people as a fan, we don't care. We just want to see Rooney on TV. We just want to hear him saying all those controversial things because we just love that. It's that sells. And I know that next time is on one of those cards of your seat to play snooker, I'll be watching because I know there's something crazy is going to come up. I just don't know what type of Rooney is going to come up, but I know something exciting will come up there. Okay, guys, thank you very much. That's all I have for you today on the Slick Talk Show, and I hope you stay tuned for tomorrow. Thank you then. Bye-bye.